Good afternoon and welcome to the program Me The Show, where they come to you from Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. My name is Mange Mansari. Like all time, inside this program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. Stay tuned to the program for the next 1 hour. You can be part of this program by sending a text message to the number 077-981-981. The program where they listen, now me the show, where they come to you from Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now the studio with me, I get Gloria Jones, where it come off from the Light of Love Foundation. Well, now we will go for the next material as we go to the National Revenue Authority. The Commissioner for the Tax, the Commissioner for the Domestic Tax Department, Ibrahim Sori, say one big challenge with the National Revenue Authority they face now where people know the grief for pay their income tax, where he say the National Revenue Authority go begin make the law bet the one them where they go against this law. So, the Commissioner Ibrahim Sori Kamara talk more inside this interview to Theodore Arena.
To taxpayers them on tax compliance, voluntary tax compliance, and we decide for choose this thing because we want for ensure that people them voluntarily pay their tax, declare their returns, and file them and pay their tax on time so that revenue will be collected and improvements will be even in the compliance statistics with the National Revenue Authority.
Okay, so who are they on a target so?
We target large businesses, small and micro businesses also. Then for let the message go out to everybody, and for let also we should say all stakeholders should they hold the way that they perform in the revenue collection process. We decide for invite a lot of professionals in. We call the Institutional Accountant of Sierra Leone for let them can show we how they go about in their own business for encourage taxpayers for pay their taxes and file their returns on time. We also call KPMG, one of the leading accounting firms in Sierra Leone, so that they can give their experience and then give their own role within the play in the tax system in Sierra Leone also. They also invite the Minister of Finance, where the bigger body, where they in charge of economic policy issues, legal framework, and so on and so forth. So DSF can share ideas with we as to how the NI targets can be set and what are the parameters and economy we can consider and how DSF they influence the tax base in the government collection process in Sierra Leone.
Is it that the only taxpayer there, so not they comply with the National Revenue Authority, we make una decide for call them to be permitting?
Well, taxpayers and they comply, but we talk about compliance, we have a level of compliance. Because for now, we get taxpayers segmented into various segmentation. We get a lot of taxpayers with a compliance rate now, a little over 90%. We get the medium taxpayers with about 70% compliance rate, and the small and micro, they still less than 20%. So what we do, we'll take a mix of them, so that even when they comply, we also want to ensure that they sustain their compliance, and they also influence the other one that really comply fully. So we make a mix of the large, the medium, and the small and micro taxpayers then, so that together we sit down, we will discuss the issues then, we will encourage them for do the obligation under the law in terms of filing and payment of taxes, so that it will incentivize the one that way not to do anything with respect to their taxes.
How often don't they organize then can meet here so for a taxpayer then?
Well, the meetings with taxpayers, we can do it annually, and sometimes it can also be quarterly, semi-annually, as the case may be. It all depends on the agenda for at any given period in time. But annually, we can get a few workshops and target specific groups then, and the general taxpaying public also, so that we're able for tell them about the new developers at NRA, what do they expect of them, and also what they expect of we, and they share the experiences and challenges them, and we'll together discuss how we will move on forward for enhanced revenue collection in Sierra Leone.
In the area of income tax, because one go wants for saying that the more the National Revenue Authority they get revenue from, what do you not do in that area?
Well, income tax, you get the personal income tax, you get the corporate income tax. Personal are the one the way you, know, you they pay out of the salary and official earnings. Corporate are the one when they pay for the profit of the businesses, either a personal private business or a public business, as the case may be. So that are one of the major sources of revenue. But the challenge we get in that is that since we get a voluntary compliance scheme or voluntary assessment scheme, most of the assessments done by some taxpayers are grossly understated. So either because probably they're not well educated as to how to go about in doing them, or probably we will not reach them fully, or probably they get some limitations in understanding the law and the process and procedures in complying. So definitely that now one of the essence of getting this kind of workshop. So sit together with them and see what are the issues. Then maybe in terms of the data, most of what we told the agents them, like the employers and others, contractors, and we told them on there from NRA, but they know they relay them over. So we also plan going forward for see how we will automate the whole system fully, because the use of automation is very dynamic and very costly. Involving. So as we get the resources and the capacity, we will try for roll out the automation and try for capture people on real time basis automatically, so that their compliance could be increased and the revenue will come as a result. But the personal income tax area is very huge and we still get challenges, because most people then steal the whole money and they pay them back to NRA. But we probably also know saying that it's illegal for withhold money from government or from you. People that you deal with, and they pass it over to NRA. And NRA get for step up enforcement for reachable, and they hold on to government resources and stifle the progress and activities of the state.
Okay, Commissioner Kamara, one go wants for know what are some of the challenges where the National Revenue Authority don't they go through with taxpayers then?
The challenges are enormous to some extent. One of the major challenges are with the informal sector. The informal sector and a sector where they off the records, off the radar. And for identify them, for locate them, and for get them for file and pay tax is a very, very big challenge. And the informal sector accounts for more than 60% of the economy. But in terms of tax contribution, are less than 20% of revenue they generate. So you see, the size is very huge, but the contribution to domestic revenue is very minimal. So we target the NRA for ensuring we identify them people they are, and therefore make a scheme where they will voluntarily comply, and we go turn around the whole situation. So the frequency of their workshops there, we can get them as frequently as possible based on resource availability, the timing availability, and also the issues at hand where we wish for address, and the kind of stakeholders we will help on the process for addressing issues.
That's now Ibrahim Sori Kamara, the Commissioner for Domestic Tax Department at the National Revenue Authority, been the talk to Theodore Arena. Well, now with the Canada studio, as I've been telling her earlier on, that we get Gloria Jones at the studio. And also ONMM Kombi, Special Assistant to the Director General, and NASIT, also then at the studio with me. For talk about the codification exercise, would then be pulling out this BNTM.
Good afternoon, Fambulde.
Gloria.
Good afternoon.
Okay, Gloria, please tell us who is Gloria.
Well, Gloria Jones started in the industry over 45 years ago. Probably you all were not born. But to make a long story short, I signed with Motown Records. And at a very early age, I was one of the first female producers at Motown. I had a Grammy nomination with Gladys Knight and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, You Were My Man. I worked with Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 with Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, so many of the stars there. But during that time, at the age of 10, I decided I wanted to come to Africa to help the children. And the reason for this is because talent is so important, and I found Sierra Leone to have some of the most wonderful young people with talent and who just need a chance, and to give them hope.
Yeah. Why are you in Sierra Leone? The rationale of you being in Sierra Leone?
Well, I came here to build a school, the Mark Bolan School of Music. But during that time, the Ebola came, and the Light of Love Foundation out of the UK decided that we would return to Sierra Leone after the Ebola crisis and to build the school. Presently, we are in a temporary building that was donated by Bicaroma of McKinney, and he is the director of the Light of Love Foundation, Sierra Leone.
Okay, back on to you. Mr. Kombe, yeah, tell me about the codification exercise. What are the idea about the codification exercise?
Thank you very much, Mambe. The codification of benefits cases na the efforts where the management of NACIT don't undertake for make easy the processing of benefits for we member them. You know, say NACIT we own business na for register member them, take contributions from them and pay their benefits. It's them way then go old, way then go down proceed on retirement, way somebody left the work a die, we they pay infambul and benefits, or somebody left work a sick, so we also they pay and benefits. So this codification here where we don't do na some policies that we don't put together, some regulations where they guide we internally as an institution for make sure say anytime we the issues here happen, we'll go able for process member the benefit quick. So in summary, now that's this book where we launch mean.
So what are the book entitled?
The book a title na codification of benefit cases.
So what have been the process system where on I go through for do this exercise?
You see, for access benefits na NACIT, as I be saying, na three benefits them. We get the one where somebody don't owe, what we call retirement benefits. We get the one who call survivors benefits, somebody left work, a die, a left fumble them, we can take care of them in sickness. So over the period we can normally process the benefits them very easily. But you get some trangais one them we can give you some tough time based on maybe the information with the person give not tally with waiting the one that we don't can claim the benefits they present. So we can in the past get delays. So now for address them delays them with the new management of NACIT under Mr. Joseph Sedomans Jr. come up with this idea of let we go back and do the entire. So it's been a lot of back and forth. We do a lot of consultations on this. Sit down inside the office, go outside, do a retreat, go upline, consult with all the operatives the way they deal with the processing of members and benefits, and put together the best policies where we will guide the trust for make sure say the people in this country then will continue for get the benefits in time and correctly with NACIT.
Okay, Ma Oli the first, and as we go to the next material, this being the Ministry of Lands being give conveyance to the affected property owners na the Hillside Bypass Road, but the chairman for the affected property owner, they raise concern say from where them pull and come on at them places and forgive them that land, 30 day, they not get the land yet. Mary Mansari been talked to the chairman for the affected property owner, Santiri M. Bangura.
Well, the concern now this land where they will receive for give this compensation site, Nayam's farm. Since 2010, where they don't go give a minimal compensation in a stadium, see people don't forget take the land na Yam's farm. Up till now, that land no go access that land. Now na big house zero see in that land. Up till now, would go up and down, na Ministry of Lands, they go na Ministry of Housing, different side would go for normal up to complain them, but they know they even complain them. And we don't get chance for them, we even get access to that place where they not say that we own place down the site plan to the extent that we don't go show on our land for them go get them. Up till now, we know we get that place.
One time in there, I remember we have been going to conveyance system and to the point that they even take una na the land them, but now I say it's the una not get the land there. It's why.
Oh, well, land have been the most unfortunate thing them. After we be done cry, then go sign some conveyance, then say then go give it. And last year, November, conveyance system to some people there, to some of we then give some conveyance. So another plot number safe. The conveyance is there where then go give it. We go on the site where then go say that the place this way then for locate we. A different thing go meet there. Some man a structure meet there now. Some man don't begin below today. Some man a overall house don't map there. They say if okay shift go to the next side. That's why they can push me from one side to another, from one area to another. Some of women the way they manage for get small thing at the hand. They don't go knock pan body then they put and they. They go broke the pan body, then back people and the community. They go scatter all the pan body, then they drag people and they. So man, they want to try and they all take that complaint, they counter back.
What that thing to be happen? When I been come to the Ministry of Lands, say where the land they own, I've been given. Now this don't happen at the land.
Yeah, you can do, of course. We come to the minister, we go meet the minister, then economy. We explain to them, they call a meeting with people then that the arms family. But the people them that the same thing no more. We no go access the land at all at the same time. Instead, don't try. He say, well, let them go, make them go to the place there. You don't try for do all kind of thing. That finally, say, you go make sure say we see the president say because this thing, the way I don't see the situation they go. He understand say to we no get access to that land there. So he go see that he make sure say we get access to the land. Chances say we go see the president so time. Unfortunately for we, they can seek. So the other thing we go there now. Now he say well, he go for travel. He go. Overseas, they go to 10 check up or everything. Up till now, I go to the permanent secretary, I go to the director, the surveillance, I go to the other surveyor, the way they just tell me, say, well, not continue for wait. The mommy not well, the mommy don't go, the mommy don't this. And the street, we all this.
As soon as say, we not get land, we say, we not there right now. How do live right now?
Well, actually, some people learn in a mosque, some people learn at school, and they go manage. Some man don't go upline, some people learn, some man don't go up there, other area, go catch. Some picking and then a street, some don't even die. Some people, they just left out like that. People, they don't become homeless. People in the street, they pass up and down. Then they don't make people in some man will bear again. And this is an unfortunate situation. Some of them make up their plan and they follow them pass the school. They broke their houses then because of the promises. They will promise for go give people in this land. They may know that people are just a minimal money when they are just a pittance.
Now must be affected, so.
Now, until I'm getting 19, people were affected. Up to now, people in the go and do the work. So man, when you see himself, he goes sorry for him. Can you imagine from 2010 up to present day, nobody will access the place where they say they care for land. Then the world, this world still ago, the world still look, then we know people not gonna care about our people. Just let people there. Look, there people the way this is where they are, the way this is the team up to where they are. That's so far they suffer. So. I just say they see now. So far they suffer. So. You see now, all this don't make we don't decide now. Say, well, with the trial for law, we make sure say let the government come. It will aid this government now. Go in the go so. If this priority promise we say for go give you land, and then we give you take left now a problem for we. Obviously, some man will just die like that. So now on that basis, they will self say for say no get access to them people, the Ministry of Lands. Let them make sure say we get we land we property the way they say they go.
That's Nabin Santiri M. Bangura, the chairman for the affected property owner at the East Cyber Pass Road, been they talk to me inside the interview day. So we will come back to a studio guest them, and I will start with you, Gloria. Gloria, you've worked with Michael Jackson and you know other people, Jackson 5 and all the rest of it. How was it?
It was a great moment in my life because at that time Michael was only 8 years of age and I was a young mother, so I knew how to work with young children, and he was very cooperative and just a wonderful, mischievous little boy. The family were very respectful. Mr. Barry Gordy of Motown Records actually loved young people, and when he had the success, he invested that money back into our talents going into the studio. That's why it's wonderful to be here with this gentleman, because he's speaking of the future. I never knew that one day I would be this age. So with the BNG Entertainment, our artists, we are training them to plan for the future because they're young now, and to invest in themselves. That's why we're going into the musical aspects of filming, production, editing, theatrical arts. And but it means nothing when you become older, because you're gonna grow old. And it's not to be insulting, but it's so wonderful that he's here, because it is about benefits. And this is one thing, as you know, in America, you may make $5,000 that month. You only take $200 for your groceries, for your petrol, because all of the money goes into benefits. So you complain when you're young, but after you become older, you say, oh, aren't we grateful that we have these people? And I would just like to share with you the BNG Entertainment Group, that's MC Lance, the president, Two Best, Chief Justice DMM, who are our future Sierra Leone Jackson 5, Fresh, who does traditional, Neskel Jackson, who is our next Michael Jackson Sierra Leonean, Sugar Wiz, FMC African Woman, Walter P, who actually saved his money to go into the studio and compose and produce his first record. But this is what the Light of Love Foundation is about: the future of these young people, that they will have these benefits for us to work with the companies and for them to learn business, which is very, very important. I wish I had my husband Bai Karoma here so he could speak Creole for me, but next time.
Okay, basically you've worked with these people, and you've been there for quite a long time, and you've got a lot of knowledge. So how are you going to imbibe this knowledge with the children you're working with?
Well, first, the children, they have to have the mindset to commit. When you learn a musical instrument, you have to practice. For instance, Michael Jackson rehearsed every day for 2 hours to the day that he left this earth. So it's commitment, it's being serious. We will give them, you know, in 2014, I won an Oscar for the best documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom. We had no idea we were going to win, but we gave our hearts. So we feel that if the children give their hearts to this program, because this is a community-based project. So it's for the children, the community, to come together, work together, give their hearts to this wonderful country, and we will succeed.
So how far have you gone with your work?
Well, we're going into pre-registration. We're in the temporary building, and we should start building the school later on this year.
Okay. I can't tell you, Mr. Kaikombe. Mr. Kaikombe, what are the benefits with this codification exercise?
Well, the benefits are plenty. First and foremost, now for the membership, you know, NACITS, they prepare people for the Bambai in case of anything, you know, like Mimomide say just now, a wish, a be know about them, kind of batting them so that you prepare for your future. So NACITS is about that. They put a record together, we go make this record, we don't put together, they help people when are members of the NACITS scheme for be more confident. For say tomorrow, just in case any of the contingencies covered by NACITS take place, I can just go on and NACITS, and within a very short period, then we will process my benefits. So it gives that kind of confidence to membership, to the management of NACITS itself. And I really want to say thanks to the kind management where we get a phrase of back to the core. Let's go to the core operational objectives of NACITS. Why was NACITS established? Then we pay attention to then thing them way really they affect with membership, so that if anything happened to any one of them accessing the benefit under the three contingencies way with the cover right now, retirement, invalidity and survivors, then go be home and dry. They no get any reason for be worried. So it is good for the management of NACIT for go gain several confidence. Say, yes, we have put structures in place. We go make whether na Kabbala, whether na Kailang, whether na Kono, whether na anywhere in this country, somebody apply for benefits if we're able to access them well. So for both the management and the membership of NACIT, the codification of benefits cases is a good news.
You say person go will access the benefits na Kabbala and other places there. When I don't put the structures in place.
Oh yes, the book where we launch on the 8th, we they also for talk about is one of the structures. Of course, as you self go be as well aware, we get with offices across the country. We get with regional office in the north, na Makini. We get the one Bo. For the south, we get the one Akenema. For the east, beyond that, we even get sub offices again. You know, in Kono, for example, we get a sub office. The districts them where we not get regional or sub office there now, we get liaison officers them where they make sure say at all points, anywhere, whoever you be, you so long as you are a member of the NACIT scheme and one of the contingencies where NACIT the cover take place, you will be sure of receiving your benefits.
Okay. Mr. Kaikumbe been the talk about the codification exercise. So now we go to another material. Inside 2015, government will make one policy. We say all survivor them forget free health service. Now all government health facility them at the country for 2 years. But now this 2 year they come to an end. We make the coordinator for the Sierra Leone Association of Ebola Survivor, Abdul Karim Ba, call on government for extend this process to 10 years. Abdul Karim Ba been talk more to Wiyun Elizabeth Blango.
From May 25th, 2015, we say all Ebola survivors forget free health care as a result of the complications then we will go to.
From May 25th, 2015, the President Koma bin give that permission to all Ebola survivors then for the get free treatment. Una be don't get the treatments then we really una be the expect from the hospital then we una be go.
We be get difficulty we will go to the hospitals for get the medicines then. When you go, they say the medicines every day and for all the free health care. About 8 months ago, we began a serious meeting with the project implementation unit when PIU and the implement combination of the Ministry of Social Welfare, Ministry of Health. So we come up with an agreement that made them establish external pharmacies so that survivors then could get medicines from other pharmacies then. That arrangement they be go on well, although we get difficulty in certain districts, and the program with His Excellency be pronounced, it only lasts for 2 years. So meaning if it starts May 25th, suppose for him this, and survivors then problems, then go above the PHU levels there.
What do you mean by survivors then problem go above?
Like think about somebody where he partially blind, meaning he not be able to get the care where he need my PHU. Somebody where he in coma, or somebody with in menstrual period they feel immediately born, woman the woman will be born, like man the way they get blockage.
Survivors then be go hospital and the case be very critical. Waiting at the end of the day then be they do for address some of the critical issues there, so we be affect Ebola survivors then.
Like the PIU, they not be really take less with the partners they really implement. That be raise a very big alarm where they really sign another MOU with the partners, therefore do the referral to most of the major hospitals then.
Waiting at some of the benefits that we Ebola survivors then forget inside the healthcare.
One, for see doctors for be free, for do laboratory investigations, tests, for do operation, surgery, for be free, and for be referring free, especially like now we are in the need for see specialists. We get small problem with that.
Waiting at some of the things that we run benefits panel.
Free consultations by doctors then in the really see survivors free. This later part will really the benefit on the medicines, the drugs then. Some of the colleagues then will undergo operations. Like when they will undergo the eye surgery, although some of the colleagues they will get blockage. About 2 or 3 cases they also will be undergo annual operations in a common hospital.
Okay, if one have been challenging, we will not even forget.
Well, the one of the obviously a major challenge are the laboratories for do tests for you. So if I now see the area of the laboratory investigation, he will be completely absent. And now something will be done, they make call for say, survivors then, it will be very necessary before they treat them, make them know exactly what is the problem.
So that may cause any complication or any problem with any survivor?
If you get certain hospitals then, or certain PhD, they will be the treat survivors. If I say like the treatment, they react by them. So that will mean some of the survivors then, they feed.
Now, when they talk about the 10 them here now with President Kouma being given for the free health care, the term they expire from May 2015 to 2017. What's next?
That is a very big concern for the survivors. We get a discussion with leadership cut across the country. So now they're all on that say now this they can cut. Because some people are like now the villages and never take treatment. It was a very big concern only survivors they will say not timely.
So what's on last problem they make even though they don't push the term, the free health care for Ebola survivors then now we for on June. Now they don't push until September.
The free health care for survivors is highly needed for survivors now than ever before. Because the complications they still do. Like some man will not be ever get complications. You don't begin to experience the complication now. They now very, very serious issue because most of the survivors they know their mama, they know their papa, some they are picking them, some they don't blind, some they maybe see their eyes, some they maybe hear you. So without how then why are they forgetting treatment? And we could say even for 5 years it's not enough for us survivors. We they call for an extension for a permanent program for Ebola survivors. Then they observe it for these next 5 to 10 years. Then they see how Ebola survivors then get for the leave. Then they see what will be the health complication. So that tomorrow they not will see where Ebola come at this country, the Ebola survivors then cause them. Or you see come out from Ebola survivors. Because we don't be getting to reach them be. So we don't want that for happen. And also the CN going to be now the virus they say is still being as some man then. Still meaning they still need for continue for the treat them, then partners and still continue for the treat because Ebola is a viral disease. For let you kill a virus now somebody in system is not so easy. And the medical doctors they know everybody know for kill a virus from somebody we don't get the virus is very 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 difficult. We really call to immediately first His Excellency the President, Dr. Anesbe Kouma, even our father, to the Minister of Social Welfare, and next to the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, because the Minister of Health and Sanitation, now they will rely on see, now then for you will give the results that the survivors still may undergo this complication, to make really big. Ebola, let me not neglect them yet. Let me still continue for the follow the survivors, other than we can't lose the economy back, other than we can't put the country into danger, into trouble. So now make many survivors will plead to the people of this country, let them help me, talk to the government of Sierra Leone, stakeholders, for let them see need for extend this free health care for Ebola survivors then.
That's Nabin Abdul Karim Bah, coordinator for Sierra Leone Association of Ebola Survivor, been the talk to Elizabeth Ali Blanco. So now we go to the kind in our studios for can talk to the other to the guest, Wena Gloria. And Gloria, how many children are you actually taking care of?
Well, in the BNG entertainment group we have 10 artists. The temporary school we will probably start with 20. It's very, very difficult to to have the child to commit if they are hungry. So that's why we want to provide them with lunch, with milk. Nutrition is very important. Our concern is over the environmental issues, so they will be taught personal hygiene. They will be taught to take care of their environment, to keep it clean. And it's very interesting when it comes to the Ebola situation. We have to still be concerned about hygiene. And this is very, very important. And these are the basic things that we are exposing our young people to in our disadvantaged area. And the orphans are there, and the vulnerable children are there, the street children are there. But if we are able to put our hearts together, we'll be able to beat the Ebola. We'll be able to beat all of these things.
You talked about McKinney, that you are actually working in McKinney, you know. Do you have an intention to extend this program to other parts of the country?
Yes.
Because these people as well need to benefit from this.
We wish to go out into the rural areas. We have a gentleman to call us from Bo. They want us to bring the program there and to various regions here. And we are fortunate that we are a registered foundation and have been given the green light. Now we just have to go. And what happens there is that the Light of Love Foundation out of the UK is actually a charity. So they have to do fundraisings to help us. But we don't give up. We stay encouraged because we know how important this project is to the whole of Sierra Leone.
How many counties are you working?
We are working, basically, are you saying about chiefdoms?
No, not chiefdoms.
Okay, what are you saying to me?
How many counties are you working?
Oh, no. They tried to get us to come to Nigeria and to Burkina Faso, and we said, no, we have to go to Sierra Leone. This is where we wanted to come.
Why? What is the focus?
Well,
what is the rationale?
For me, when I walk through the streets of Freetown, I see my father's face, I see my grandmother's face, I see my auntie's. You know, the African Americans, we were isolated, but we never lost Africa. So as I said, that's why as a child, I always knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
In my life, I didn't know it was going to be Sierra Leone, but I was told that if I come to Sierra Leone, they're never going to let me go back to any of the other countries.
Do you find pleasure in Sierra Leone?
Ah, with all of my heart. Sierra Leone loves me and I love Sierra Leone.
Are your ancestors coming from Sierra Leone?
Deep down inside, I believe that my father was Timini because of his features, and my mother, her family, they're Fulanese out of Mali. But I'm not tribalistic, but I was raised as a Mandingo, so.
Why the music industry specifically?
The music industry is very important because you have Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana. But we now need to have our own exposure from Sierra Leone out into the world because we are considered the Ebola survivors. So people want to see who are these people that survived the Ebola. And yes, our young people were involved. And when I came home after the crisis, I looked at them and I said, what happened? They said, Mom, we gave up. I said, you gave up? I cried. I couldn't believe that I was hearing children tell me they had given up on life. So the reason for music is healing. Music makes you feel good. And remember, in America, they took the drums away from the slaves because they didn't want them to have that connection. Our school, we will have all instruments and we will have culture as well as traditional drums and instruments. And you're just going to find something very wonderful in 5 years, the exposure that will come out of Sierra Leone and especially McKinney, who has opened the doors to us.
You have a wealth of experience with regards to music. You've been in the music industry
yes.
for quite a while.
Yes.
What is your assessment to Sierra Leone music?
Well, I found 13 years ago when I came here, I found it to be very closed, and people didn't want to go and learn other elements in music. But now I see that they are coming forward, and our young people are becoming more international.
Okay. Continue to be with us, and Margo to Mr. Kaikombe. And basically, you talk about the say una di try for go na Kabbalah and other places, that you know, all parts of Sierra Leone. And as of now, what na the medium? How far una don't do the sensitization for may reach the people them? Say na this process una di actually undertake.
Alright, thanks so much. Maybe for correct, not to go with the go Kabbalah. Okay. I say wherever somebody did at this country, in the south, in the east, in the north, in the rural and the big towns, if we able access NACIT's benefits and the documents where we don't put together, what we call the codification of benefit cases, it helpful that that happen. You know, plenty times some people can remember say NACIT business now about investment, you know, then they host them. Why would I not build this also weight or this also expensive, etc. You know, the current management of NACIT in focus now for make sure say we continue for improve on waiting we already be done to get right way now the payment of the benefits, the core objectives for which the institution was established. So now that's this codification day about, and it's also not one way we get for per se educate public on, because this is a handbook now for we. Now we still have to use them for make we work easy. The one who they educate the public on, like how they for access the benefit, which are the qualifying conditions, that one is ongoing. We PR team in Freetown here, then they engage the media houses at all times. The one in the south, they are doing an excellent job. So too are the ones in the east and the north. So it's going on all the time, the public education on the NACIT benefits, their qualifying conditions, and how to access them. So that one need to go on. This one we don't do now, just additional good news, we membership for Get Kulat, say NACIT management, they think about them at all times, and that they don't put together a document and the system way for make. Sometimes if they take you 20 working days together for let you access a particular benefit, sometime with their structures you know they put together, it will reduce that same day significantly.
That's it. You really fit to say this codification exercise go actually bring more people on board for join us it.
Oh yes, it will give more confidence to the public, it will give more confidence, more abup to the one that we already did in the scheme for say this is the right side we did. I mean we feature is well protected and the management of NACIT very responsible. They always they think about we, and that's the thinking, that's the spirit. And we feel say moving on, the one we not join the scheme yet, when they read this, go no say it's a good scheme, and I want for use this opportunity for encourage all Sierra Leoneans, you with the work, so long as you the work, you the get something. All right, there is an employer-employee relationship between the one way they work for you, for make sure say make sure they ask your boss make a join you with the NACIT scheme. Also, if you don't work for yourself, we call them self-employed people or people in the informal sector, NACIT is a place to be. Not get any hesitation. Join NACIT, save something today so that on the rainy day, either on account of ill health or old age or death, which are all inevitable circumstances where it can come,
you go be secured. Something go there where you go fall back on. That's all what we they do at NACIT.
Well, you talk about the informal sector, because if you look at people from the informal sector, with due respect to them, you know, well, they get the education small, you know. And then, within una they actually do, how the sensitization don't they go for made themselves be part of the NACIT scheme?
It don't. In fact, what we they do, and very soon we will increase that public education along that line. The NACIT management department designed a special scheme for attract people them at the informal sector. Then they want to not get the kind of job where me get where they go to office, then get employer where they pay for them, and you know, or they cut from the salary, businessman them, people we self-employed, like some doctor, then they know they work for government, they self, they fall in that category. So not all of them maybe might not be that educated, but we get them kind of category of people where they work for themselves. We get market woman them, you go big markets now, you go Dove Court, you get a lot of people where they take care of their family all over the country, you know, in here in the city, you go now the provinces, now the rural settings, you go see them people in there. So NACIT right now they part design a scheme, because them people in sometimes some of them not able to wait as long as we where they work in our office, we go say retirement. You understand? Or we go say where you sick bamba, you know, work, you know, then we need more short term benefits. Sometimes somebody don't do in business after some time, we work a one for come to the scheme where they save with. They say, when I help me, like I able increase on my business. So we look at different models. Boku studies them, we don't undertake now. We don't go Ghana, we don't go Tanzania, we don't go Rwanda, we even don't go Philippines and Thailand, and in East Asia. For just see how then they cater for their own people who are not in the formal sector. You know, we know they work the white collar jobs, so that we'll be able to bring them as well inside the NACIT scheme. So very soon we'll pull that one dinner though.
Well, and basically this qualification exercise, yeah. I'm quite sure say probably not some side una the bidong go the idea and come out and implement that. So what now be the success story for Musa Unagulana?
Well, this qualification, and this will interest you for now, Mange, that it's really an initiative of the NACIT management, quite unlike many other things then, because we are a relatively new social security scheme. This one, now the management of NACIT, as far back as 2006, we be sit down and say, let we put together, you know, we are learning every day from what we do. So the things that we don't, they make, maybe we not can process the files, the benefits claims as quickly as we can want, let we put them together so that we'll go, they don't go happen again. So if this thing happen, for example, the man die, waiting he write say now four picking he get, when he don't die, the one that wake up and then seven. How do you manage that kind of situation? You know, or it say in first speaking born 1st January 2002, the first speaking we can apply a born 1st December 1989. How do you manage that kind of situation? And then some of the difficulties we don't they get where some man okay, there's an asset who don't go there, they get delay for process of benefits. These are the challenges we have had over the period. And at them, the new management of NACIT say, no, we cannot live with these things indefinitely. We have to find a way for resolve them. And the codification of benefits cases, now one of many measures, other measures than the way the management they try for put in place, like overhauling the whole, you know, software system. We get a brand new software so that you say, as you don't know, so you say, watch me, that's a statement. You go left now your office, you check everything, you know how far you don't contribute. If 98 not pay for you yet, you go able to know. If they don't pay for you, waiting, you go able to left now your office now, so you calculate exactly how much you don't contribute and how much will be your benefits if you retire. You can able for project. These are all the kind of systems the management also they think about very seriously. So Codification of benefits cases now one of several measures where the new management of NACIT they try for put in place for make sure say we fumble them when are members of NACIT. They want to say not join it when they join for let them get the benefits, it will be easy thing for them.
Well, I go only do first. Who come? They, you can't tell we the process. We send the process to begin.
Okay.
Where you go then? Where I go then?
Of course. Yeah.
So now we go to another material. As Parliament don't approve two member them way President Kumar, Ernest Bai Kumar, been picked for work na the National Assets and Government Property Commission Tuesday, June 20, 2017, the minority leader na Parliament, Honorable Bernadette Lahai, don't call on the National Asset and Government Property for make one register for all government asset them and find proper way for maintain asset their assets here for the country in benefit. Abdullahi Bindede and go now report.
So if we are charity, we have an asset number. So do we pay into that asset account?
Yeah, you can pay. So you are a charity and you have
the two people we Parliament approve for be member them na the National Asset and Government Property Commission na Andrew Samuel Curtis Johnson, one first time lawyer na High Court, and Engineer Aladi Mohammed Bailo Aliu Timbo, we na retired public servant.
The committee has judged the presidential nominees to be adequately qualified for their proposed appointment and they are accordingly recommended to the House for approval.
We will move the motion to Member of Parliament them at the Well of Parliament. The Majority Leader of Parliament and Leader of Government Business, Honorable Leonard Fofana, say the Committee on Appointment in interview then two presidential nominee and satisfy say them fit for them position them
to be adequately qualified for their proposed appointment and they are accordingly recommended to the House for approval.
Honorable Komba Eric Koidioma, who represents constituency 27 Nakono district, now the member of parliament will second the motion for approve them to presidential nominee then yeah, where it be the talk by the Well of Parliament. He say plenty time the issue of government property don't they get challenged by way how people know they account for them proper one or self can pull them, but he believes say the two member them we don't go down by the National Asset and Government Property Commission will help change this situation.
The issue of government lands and properties in this country have been in some disarray. Thank God we now have a functioning assets commission with the appointments of the two gentlemen who are before us here for approval. I say so because of their varied backgrounds, and they had adequately demonstrated that during the course of their interview. My only advice to them is for them to be firm and based on their commitment which they gave this committee and which had been moved here in this house by the leader.
That's my Honorable Komba Eric Koidioma, Member of Parliament for Constituency 27, we second the motion for approve the two presidential nominee them na Parliament. But Honorable Sir Fatoma, where they represent Constituency 04 na Kailang District, been get different opinion as we be the talk na the Well of Parliament. He say, then two appointments here where President Kuruma make, more important for now, where you look at the country in economy and the term where President Kuruma gets before election inside 2018.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, this appointment made by His Excellency are not important for now. Looking at the economic meltdown or the situation that we are in this country today, there is no way, Mr. Speaker, that Mr. President could nominate people again when we are coming very close to election. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, if I have my way today, this morning in this house, I should have just asked those that are nominated before us to go out of this world.
That's the honorable Safatoma, where they represent constituency 04 Nakalelawun district, as he been be the only member of parliament who opposed the approval of the two presidential nominee them, na the National Asset and Government Property Commission. But honorable Ibrahim Ben Kabo, where they represent constituency 30 in Abombale district, been quick for counter honorable Fatoma in argument, as he been go before for talk about what to make it important with President Kuruma make them to appointment there na the National Asset and Government Property Commission.
We have seen dilapidated buildings all over the country simply because there was no institution to take care of them. If you go to places like the Koema School, which was a very, very important school in this country, you see that school deteriorating gradually. Even the Bo Government School is deteriorating. It was a very famous and it continues to be a famous school. But something ought to be done to rescue these institutions. We also know that there are other institutions that are deteriorating very rapidly in this country, and something ought to be done to correct the irregularity.
That na honorable Ibrahim Ben Kabo, where they represent constituency 30 na Bombali district. Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai, na the minority leader na parliament, himself be support the approval of the two presidential nominee them na the National Asset and Government Property Commission, but being called on them to approve nominee them ya for take as the enforced duty for make one national register for all government asset them and maintain their assets here for the country in benefits.
We don't have a very good knowledge of what is the asset of Sierra Leone, and because of that, individuals take liberty to transform government assets to personal assets to the disadvantage of those that will need to use those assets or will benefit from those assets. That is why it's very important that as a country, we know our assets. We know the state in which our assets are. Then we can determine those that we can dispose of. We can determine those we can rehabilitate. So a register of a national asset is very important.
Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai same also call on the National Asset and Government Property Commission for work and make sure say then get all the member them at the commission so that they will able form quorum for make important decision them for push the commission in work go before. As all this they be, parliament don't agree for the power purchase agreement between the government of Salon and Adax Bioenergy, where the Ministry of Energy been tabled in parliament inside January this year. And this, according to the Minister of Energy, Ambassador Henry Macaulay, will give Adax Bioenergy the chance for make use of different other form of chemical them, like dirty, na dump site them, for generate electricity na the country. Let the democracy they continue for look inside this agreement and see how this will benefit the country we camp and light business na the country. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Abdullahi Bla the report.
That now we own reporter Abdullahi Bla been do that report today. And ma come back na we studio. Gloria, you are actually spending huge chunk of money, you know, with regards to all what you are doing. So what are you expecting at the end of the day?
If I have one artist who will commit and have the confidence and to know that he can be exposed to the international market, that means everything to me. And it's going to happen because we are very, very serious in Sierra Leone about bringing the music industry up as well as the film industry.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Kombi, well, Kai Kombi, we're not going to talk every other thing. Probably we'll find another day we'll can invite you. We'll talk about all the things in there. But what should you expect from this codification exercise?
From this codification exercise, we'd expect less time in the processing of benefits. We'd expect, say, we members them go the experience with NACIT go continue for improve, because it's always been a good experience, especially for those who we don't apply for benefits. They know say okay. The NACIT benefits, when once you qualify for them, you receive them, you know, get plenty hassle compared to what it used to be in the old system. So this one way we don't do, they just make the experience better. For we as administrators of the scheme as well, it means say the reason for which government established NACIT, we truly they continue for fulfill then objectives them.
Well, plenty thank you to you. When I shall go wrap up the program today, plenty thank you to we studio guest them, Gloria Jones, we come on na the Light of Love Foundation, Sierra Leone, and Mr. Owen M.M. Kaikombe, Special Assistant to the Director General, NACIT. And plenty thank you to your producer, Alex Lawrence Kuma, Abulai Bla, Khadija Bangura, and the man with they behind the mic, Otis. And me, we bring candy program. My name is Namange Mansari. Thank you.